Yesterday we celebrated the commemoration of all the faithful departed. Today we celebrate the commemoration of all the Franciscans who have died, and as well as our relatives, friends, and benefactors. All those Franciscans who are in purgatory and need our prayers. And, you know, of course that strikes home to us Franciscans, because we may be there too. And they are our closest relatives in purgatory. They are there. And we are always obligated as Franciscans to pray for them, our obligation, but also our need. And we see, you know, that can be us too. And we want people to pray. We want our other fellow Franciscans to pray for us. You know, I can imagine if we don't pray for our fellow brothers and sisters in purgatory as Franciscans, you know, what's going to be, who's going to help us if we are there. So we commemorate them and we pray for them on this special day in our office of the dead, this Holy Mass, in our prayers throughout today. But we also think of death as Franciscans. You see, you know, we've seen many images of Saint Francis carrying a skull, which is supposed to be a reminder of death. And we are living a death as Franciscans. We're always dying to ourselves. And Franciscan life, as well as all religious life, is supposed to be a preparation for death and a special kind of living death, dying to ourselves. And dying to ourselves, living for God and living for our brothers and sisters, living for others, not for ourselves. As our Lord said, if we strive to live life, we will lose it, and if we lose our life, we will gain it. So living a death in this life is really gaining it in this life too, as well as the next, because we're always happier when we live for others, when we live for God and we forget ourselves. We're always happier, as our Lord said. So we find more joy in giving than in receiving. And when we are always saying, me, 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 give me, and seeking self-indulgence, we're not, that doesn't lead to happiness. It leads to regret and sorrow and a wasted life and a selfish life and a life that's not generous and giving and fruitful. So it is dying to ourselves that leads to fruit for ourselves and for our souls and for God, His glory. So we want to focus on death in that sense. Death is death brings life, and the Franciscan Order underlines that. You know, even our habit underlines that. It's a form of a cross. Our habit is in the form of a cross, and this whole life as Franciscans and those of us associated with Franciscan, grabbing that ideal, the Franciscan life, and drawing from it the example of this Franciscan life and the Franciscan saints, is all a preparation for death. We're all preparing to die, because it is through death that we find real life, life that doesn't end. So this whole life is a preparation for death, and how better to prepare than to, you know, as us Franciscans, to live the Franciscan way of life, a life full of prayer and sacrifice and good works and evangelizing and spreading the gospel and spreading the teachings of Jesus, spreading happiness everywhere. The gospel is a life of joy and happiness, a life of the love of God, and we're spreading it everywhere, and we're doing it by forgetting ourselves, and sacrificing ourselves, giving ourselves to the world and to God and to our neighbor. And what a life worth living, Franciscan life, as well as other religious ways of life. But we're focusing on the Franciscan life, which is really a special model in the church, so fruitful of so many saints, and something that we should be really thankful for our vocation, thankful for being associated in any way to this beautiful way of life. And You know, this is one of the motivations to be a Franciscan, the motivations to persevere in Franciscan life, this preparation for death. On my deathbed, I will be so thankful for this whole life that I've lived, you know, this life of prayer and good works and sacrifices and living for God and not for myself. And that is one of the things that we should always think about, and that will reinvigorate and sustain us and give us something to look forward to as well, and something to really rejoice with at the end of our life. And of course, we as Franciscans of the Immaculate, we are entrusting our life and our death to Our Lady as whatever she wants for us, whatever is her will, her death that she has prepared for us. We accept it, we embrace it, we live for it, we want it. We ask her to prepare ourselves for it. And of course, we're preparing for death in the best way by living Our Lady, living for her, and letting her live in us totally, and letting her teach us how to die to ourselves and to live for her will, for our Lord's will. We ask her to sustain us and help us, and to again help us not to forget our brothers and sisters, relatives, friends, and benefactors in purgatory.